Play ball. I'm Tom Scheinen. Welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Today on the show, baseball. After last season was wiped out by the pandemic, the Wind Surge's long-awaited home opener is less than 2 weeks away. It'll be Wichita's first affiliated minor league baseball game since 2007, when the Wranglers skipped town for Arkansas. You can thank Lou Schweckheimer for bringing baseball back to Wichita. He relocated his franchise from New Orleans. Schweckheimer died last summer from the coronavirus. Now Jordan Kobritz, his longtime friend and partner, is guiding the team.
I came to baseball late. I actually grew up my first 8.5 years at my grandfather's farm. And then we moved to town, and that's when I discovered baseball. And I've never lost my love for it. I know it's a game, but it's also a business. Nobody knows that better than I do. But I still haven't lost my love for it. It's like once bitten, you're smitten type of thing.
Kobritz has owned several minor league teams throughout the years, everywhere from Florida to his home state of Maine. And in 2015, he and Schweckheimer bought the New Orleans Baby Cakes. It was part of a plan to bring minor league baseball back to Cuba.
And then the political winds changed in Washington, and I mean, Havana was a long, long way off, if ever, at that point. So here we are in New Orleans, and wondering, now what do we do? We need a new facility. And this guy that we all knew approached us about an opportunity in Wichita. And I said, Lou, you've been around minor league baseball longer than I have. You know the history of baseball in Wichita, okay? It's never been successful long term. And I've been through that town, though. Lou had never stepped foot in Wichita. I said, I can tell you my gut reaction is that's not an opportunity for us. He said, well, I'm going in. Check it out. I said, fine. So he came in. He gets back to Pawtucket, and he calls me. He says, you need to go to Wichita.
So we did.
You could see the potential. Anybody that had been in baseball for 40 years, like Lou and I had, you know, could come in here and look at this and say, oh my gosh, this is a tiger by the tail. You know, this location is mind-boggling. You can't make this, okay? This just happens. Sometimes it's easier for an outsider to come in with experience and see something, and the locals just can't picture it. There were some people here that could picture it, and they're right. They were absolutely right. What this potential could be.
Now, almost 14 years after Wichita lost its minor league team, and about 2.5 years since the new team was announced, baseball is back. Kobritz says Riverfront Stadium is part of Schweckheimer's legacy.
You know, Lou and I agreed on a lot of things, and we disagreed on a lot of things, which is one reason he wanted me around. But we agreed on what a ballpark means to a community. And I quote Lou's phrase, and the ballpark should be the front porch to your community. As much as we have our hearts and souls and finances invested in this ballpark and this project, at the end of the day, a sports team belongs to a community. And this ballpark belongs to the community. We don't own it, okay? We got an investment here, okay? People, and I'm not ashamed to say it, Lou would never say it, but I'm not ashamed to, I'm a businessman. We have a $40 million investment here. But at the end of the day, this is all about this community.
It's hard to believe that it's been a year and a half since this.
We are no longer just defined by the wind. We now represent the surge, pushing Wichita forward.
On November 13, 2019, the Wichita Wind Surge revealed its name and logo. The immediate reaction on social media was not kind.
I always say sports fans are the most ardent brand loyalists on earth. We love our logos and uniforms, or we might hate them, but we do care about them.
That's Todd Radom, the designer behind the Wind Surge logo. We talked to Radom the day after the big reveal. Now, as the Wind Surge prepares to begin play next week in Springfield, Missouri, we're sharing some more of that conversation.
One of the reasons I fell in love with baseball, and one of the reasons I'm still an ardent fan like I am, is it really, to me, in a romantic way, it's sort of the backdrop of my summer. It's part of the fabric of months and months and months. It's a marathon, and I love it.
There's so much that goes into a good logo: artwork, color, words, fonts, design. Is there one element that is more critical than the rest?
I think these days we think about flexibility when it comes to logos, because if you really think about it, the artwork gets applied to merchandise, of course. That's a very familiar thing. But let's think about what this stuff looks like in the context of a gigantic scoreboard in high definition. What does it look like on broadcast? What does the work look like on players who are actually moving while playing the sport? Take it down even further. What does it look like in the context of a teeny little avatar on Twitter?
How do you know when a logo has been successful?
That's a great question, and I think it's a difficult thing to answer in this day and age, because I think our impressions are so fleeting these days. Certainly in the case of sports, success has a lot to do with it. I'll give you an example. I redid the Angels, at that time the Anaheim Angels, now the Los Angeles Angels. That team wins the World Series the first year out of the shoot wearing this new look. All of a sudden you get, pardon the pun, in the case of the Angels, a halo effect. So that makes it successful.
No one is more excited for the Wind Surge's debut than Lee Bellinger. He bought the first season tickets for the team in 2019, box seats along third base between the Wind Surge dugout and the on-deck circle. Bellinger's been to dozens of ballparks in the U.S. and a few in Korea when he was in the Air Force. Here's his pitch on America's pastime.
What I find that I love about baseball is it's comforting for me. I just love to sit at the ballpark and watch the game. It's not fast-paced. It's not too frantic. I just really, really enjoy just sitting and just watching a game. Nice, leisurely pace. So I grew up with the Royals. 1976 was my first game that they took me to, and walking into, goodness, we were sitting in the upper deck, but to walk into that stadium, you know, back in the AstroTurf days, and seeing that green laid out in front of you, I can honestly say that probably changed my life, walking into that stadium for the first time, and just the power of the stadium and the smells and the sounds. Big, big fan of minor league baseball, and when I got here, obviously, losing the Wranglers really hurt, even though I wasn't even here during that time period when they belonged to the Royals. So when I got here and I heard that they were working on the stadium to bring in a team, I was overjoyed. For someone who has been involved with the Wichita Baseball 2020 from, if not day one, day two, I have so much pride, and I am counting down the minutes until opening day is here.
And one last thing. When Riverfront Stadium opens, there's a piece of me that will still miss Lawrence DeMont. I spent a lot of days and nights there, both as a sports writer and a fan. I know it was past its prime, but so many memories, including the time I got locked in after filing a story from the press box. I was skinnier then, so I was able to squeeze between a gap in the bars near the clubhouse, just as a police car rolled up. So yes, I will miss Lawrence DeMont, but I won't shed any tears because, well, you know.
There's no crying in baseball!
Thanks for joining us on The Range. There's bonus baseball coverage at KMUW.org. Today's show was produced by Natty Afoe and Lou Ann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.